Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. I'm your host, Austin Gerke. I know, very late, so for the baseball picks and even the hockey ones, I will just do the late West Coast Slingers, and I'll give you the updates on the East Coast side. As far as the weekend recap, the NBA side of things is officially set. The Knicks are the 2 seed in the East, Boston's the 1, so we got the play-in tournaments for both conferences. In the West, it's Oklahoma City is the 1, Denver is the 2. The play-in tournament is set as follows. In the West, the 9-10 matchup is Sacramento against Golden State, and the 7-8 matchup is the Lakers and the Pelicans. By the way, I want to see if they have the lines out for those already. Just giving them straight pit. If I'm going just straight up for those games, by the way, will be tomorrow. That's why there's no NBA tonight for my basketball fans. Those games will be tomorrow. For those games, if I had to just pick them straight up, I'm taking the Lakers over the Pelicans in the 7-8 game, and I am taking the Warriors in the 9. I'm taking the Warriors over the Kings in the 9-10 matchup. Out West, the East, those games will be played on Wednesday, by the way, for my Eastern Conference fans. The 7-8 matchup is the Sixers and the Heat. The Sixers will have home court advantage in that matchup. And then you in the 9-10 matchup, you have the Bulls and the Hawks. The winner gets another shot at being the 8th seed. The loser of the 7-8 matchup in both the West and the East will be playing again on Friday. But since the Western Conference play-in games are tomorrow, I figured I'd give you guys those picks so you have something to watch. So if I picked them straight up, I'm taking the Lakers over the Pelicans, and I'm taking the Warriors over the Kings. I want to see the lines very quickly, and then I'll jump into the other stuff. By the way, for my NASCAR fans, your boy is now only 1-9 on the year. You know, congratulations to Chase Elliott. You are now the 6th different winner on the season. And there's still 17 races to go before the playoffs actually start. So still a long way to go for my Yankee fans. Of course, taking 2 out of 3 in Cleveland over the weekend. Should have been a sweep, but 2 uncharacteristic errors on Rizzo and basically a ugly bottom of the 10th inning that ruined that game. Otherwise, the Yankees should have won that game going away. And, you know, Nestor Cortez barely got through 5. Actually, didn't even get to 5. I think he got to the 5th, and then Aaron Boone took him out. Either got to the 4th or got to the 5th. I forgot which. I was going in between the race and the game from the 5th inning on. But the point is, it was just a bad, sloppy game. But I'll give you the updates on the East Coast ones here. Before my NBA fans, before I get to baseball in the NHL, I'm going to go ahead and see what the line is for the respective matchups for tomorrow, and then I'll finish it out for everybody else. Again, ladies, I know Caitlin Clark's going to go number 1 for the WNBA draft. Congratulations. Welcome to obscurity, Caitlin Clark. Nobody will hear from you again. I don't care how often the Indiana Fever will be nationally televised. I'm not going to be watching. Don't care. Bye. 36 national TV games. How many of them am I going to watch? None. Sorry, I can't even make a 0 with my fingers. But none. I do not care. I know it's flooding your ESPN page. In fact, it is just as I open the app now. But hold on. Yeah, just as I opened the app now, it's just there as we speak. So anyway, let me go ahead, check the lines for tomorrow's games, and then I'll... Oh, they haven't... Oh, yeah, they have. You gotta just click in. Let's see. Yeah, for the Lakers and Pelicans, the spread is 1.5. I'm gonna go with the Lakers at +1.5 over the Pelicans. So straight up, I'm taking the Lakers. And I'm taking the points, so take the 1.5 points. So +1.5, you don't have to give those away. And I'm taking the Warriors over the Kings. So I'm taking the road teams for tomorrow's games. Let's take a quick look at the lines for this one. Okay, so this one's a point higher this time around. The Warriors are actually favored on the road in Sacramento at 2.5. So I'm going to go -2.5 for the Warriors and +1.5 for the Lakers. Those are your picks for tomorrow in the NBA since there is no action there. For my fans of the NHL, let's get you guys going now. A lot of games underway. These are the final 3 days of the NHL regular season. Canadiens, Red Wings, that score is 2-1 Canadiens over the Red Wings. The Red Wings need to win this game. Right now, they are tied with Washington on points. They've got 87 points, but Washington has the tiebreaker in regulation wins. So Detroit needs to win this game in some form or fashion to keep their playoff hopes alive. And the Sabres are beating the Lightning 1-0. Honestly, the Lightning right now, I believe they are a wild card team. They're the top wild card in the East right now, regardless of how this holds. And then the Islanders are beating the Devils. The Islanders need to win this game to lock up the third place spot in the Metropolitan Division, which, as of now, if this score were to hold, that would be the case. Let me take a quick look at how it is in the Metropolitan really quick. Then I'll get out. See, it's Washington behind by 3 points in the Metropolitan Division. So I think in reality, the Islanders just need a point. But if they get a win, they'll firmly lock it in. They'll be the 3 seed. And then they'll end up playing Carolina. And Carolina would have home ice advantage heading into this weekend when the playoffs actually start. So the Islanders do need to win tonight, but I think they can get away with either an overtime or a shootout loss and still be okay. But let's go ahead and finish out these game picks. Again, Islanders up 1-0, Sabres up 1-0, and then the Penguins, another team that desperately needs to stay afloat, need to beat Nashville. They are doing that. They're beating Nashville 1-0. So a lot of 1-0 scores except for up in Detroit. The Canadiens looking to pull off a huge upset over the Red Wings right now. And then the Bruins and Capitals are scoreless as of now. So with that, let's go ahead. There are 3 games left to pick. 2 of them out west. We're going to go into LA. We're going to take a quick look at the line between the Kings and the Wild. And I'll see if I want to touch... I would want you guys to touch that one. You know what? Go with the Kings at -170 and go with the under. The over-under for total goals scored in this game is at 5.5. Let's see. The Kings are 21-11-7 at home. So if you combine the overtime losses, 21-18 at home. All right. I'm going to go with the Kings at -170 and take the under. So I'll take the under at 5.5, and I'll take the money line at -170 for that game. And then we'll jump down to the other team in New York at MSG. We're going to go Rangers Capitals for game number 2 in this one. Let's see if they have the line for this one. Yeah, they should. Okay, yep, they do. So the line for this one, go with the Rangers at -210 and take the over at 6.5. Yes, I do believe, let's see, the Rangers are 29-11 at home. So they have not lost in overtime at home at MSG. Pretty good win-loss record for the Rangers. So this should be easy. I will take the under, though. I think 6.5 is too high. So I'll go 5-2. Actually, no, I'll go 3-2 Rangers over the Senators. I know the Senators have nothing to play for, but, you know, those are always the dangerous ones. So go with the Rangers. Yeah, go with the Rangers over the Senators. Take the Kings over the Wild. And then let's see the line in Edmonton with Edmonton and San Jose. Wow, this is incredibly high. Don't even touch the money line on that. It's -565 for the Oilers over the Sharks. And it's a +425 for the Sharks on the money line. That's just way too high. And you know what? For this one, take the over. Connor McDavid might not be playing for the Oilers, but that team is still deep enough for them to handle the worst team in the Western Conference. So take the Oilers there too at 6.5. Don't even touch the money line. Take the over at 6.5 for the Oilers over the Sharks. Don't even touch the money line. That is just way, way, way too much money just to get $100. Yeah, no thanks. Otherwise, that's it. So go ahead. Take the Kings, take the Rangers, and take the... Yeah, take the Kings, take the Rangers, and take the Oilers. Those are your picks today in the NHL. Again, ESPN Bet doesn't even show me the odds anymore, which is kind of sad because I actually helped out a lot. So now you actually have to individually click the game in order to do it. So forgive me for all of you who want side action on your games. I have to go in a little deeper than I would want to for some of it. But those are your picks there. In Major League Baseball, we already had the Patriot Day game, which is weird. I always thought Patriot Day was on the 18th of April, not the 15th. But the Guardians, riding their momentum over the win yesterday over the Yankees, they go into Boston on Patriot Day and shut out the Red Sox 6-0. On the day of the Boston Marathon, too, to top it off. But anyway, here are the picks in progress. Again, I started the show late, so a lot of the East Coast ones are underway, so they are off the board, so I'm just going to pick them straight up. Let's go Orioles. They're leading 4-1, top of the fourth. Since that game is not halfway yet, that game is pickable right now. Take the Orioles over the Twins. That's an easy one. Phillies, Rockies, that game, middle of the fourth. I'll take the Phillies. The Rockies just struggle on offense. It is ugly to watch that baseball at all. You got the Marlins and the Giants. The Marlins are up 3-1. I'm going to go with the Giants to find a way to come back in that one. Tigers, Rangers are scoreless right now. The Angels and Rays are scoreless as well. The Yankees, you know, the best team in baseball, despite a lot of you haters, are up 1-0 over the Blue Jays right now. That game is early. It's in the top of the second, almost a third of the way through. So, Yankees beating the Blue Jays 1-0. Pirates and Mets are scoreless. So, again, those are your games right now. Of the games that's why when I do the game picks, this is why I tell you guys, the games that have not been played, the ones that have been, and this is my rule for all the sports, the only exception is football, that's because it's played on the weekend, and I don't do Sunday shows. So, the only time I did a Sunday show was during the pandemic. So I don't do Sunday shows very much anymore. But for all these sports that happen during the week, that's why I always say, for the games that haven't been played, those are the ones that I pick, and those are the ones that I can mess with and give you guys some side action on. Let's go with the best for the games that have not been picked yet. Let's go ahead and jump down. I will touch on the Dodgers. Of course, they're going to be pick number two. But let's go to the team with the best record in the National League in Milwaukee against the Padres. Joe Musgrove on the hill for the Daddies tonight against Joe Ross. Let's see. Minus 120 for the Brewers. That's an even for the Padres. I do like Joe Musgrove. His ERA is not really appealing to me right now at 6.87. But a 6.87 ERA, that's not exactly appealing, but considering the defense behind him, I kind of get it. I think he's the ace of the staff, not really Yu Darvish. So as much as I want to go with Joe Musgrove, go with the minus 120 for the Brewers. They've got the better pitching staff right now. I wouldn't be surprised if they run away with the NL Central. I know the Pirates have looked very good and clean so far this season, but again, it is April. Just wait for the calendar to switch to June or even slightly before the All-Star break in early July before you really have an idea. I know I gloat about the Yankees all the time, but that is because I'm a fanboy, and I'll let you guys know that every time I'm on this lovely camera. But otherwise, let's go ahead, get those picks. Again, go with the Brewers at minus 120 and take the under at 8.5. That's way too high. That way too high for me to even take the over. So I will go with the under, and I will go 4-3 for the Brewers over the Padres, and you should get your money there. So Brewers over the Padres in that one. Game number two, Nationals-Dodgers. This is an easy. This should be an easy pick for all of you. Minus 390 on the money line for the Dodgers as Tyler Glass now on the hill. 325 ERA, has not lost a start. I don't think he lost a start when they played in Korea. I don't think so, because he was the game one starter when the Dodgers and Padres played in Korea to quote-unquote start the season. But yeah, he hasn't lost a start. He's got a 3.25 ERA. That is an easy money decision. Minus 390 on the money line. And of course, it's the Dodgers. It's the super team. Ohtani's still healthy. Yes, I know. I have not touched the Ohtani nonsense with his interpreter, because now his interpreter isn't pleaded guilty. And as I've said before, it's baseball's golden child. They will not let that truth come out. Even when it does, it won't mean anything, because baseball's going to make sure that their golden child doesn't even speak. So that's why I haven't touched the Ohtani thing. But I will go Dodgers minus 390 on the money line and take the under. In fact, the score should be 5-3. It'll just kind of tweak the people that took the over. But I will go 5-3 with the Dodgers over the Nationals. And then let's go with the, because of the two left, you get the Cardinals and A's or the Reds and the Mariners. None of these four teams really wow me at all. They have not wowed me all year. So I'm just going to throw this one at a dart. I'm going to go with the Reds and the Mariners in this one. You got George Kirby. I kind of like how he pitches. I'll go with the Mariners at minus 150 on the money line. And then take the over for the over-under on that one as well. I'd go, it's set at 7.5 right now. I'll take the over. I'll take the over. Again, all these odds courtesy of ESPN Bet. And of course, I need to clarify with the show, because sometimes a lot of these apps change the line as the game is happening. So you have the live stuff. So as I'm doing it right now, the over-under's at 7.5, but it could change inning to inning. So right now, go at over 7.5 for the Mariners and go with the money line at minus 150. So those are your picks tonight in Major League Baseball. And again, the top news today, I saw that as I was prepping to get ready for this show today, John Sterling retired from being the radio voice of the New York Yankees. So for all of you nationally that have heard his voice, whenever a Yankee hits home run, you won't see any of the cool nicknames anymore. So, and I just wonder why, but you're a legend, buddy. Enjoy retirement, and Yankee fans will miss you. Anyway, thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out. I will see you guys on Wednesday. Don't forget, you can listen to this show on Podbean. Just search for the Austin's Audit Podcast. You can also listen to this show on Spotify, Apple, if you know the trick, YouTube Music, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and SoundCloud as well, or anywhere else you get this podcast. You can also watch this show on Rumble.com. Just trying to check my time here. You can go to Rumble.com, just search for the username ADGurke, or you can download the Rumble app in the Google Play or Apple App Store. Once you do that, search for the username ADGurke. That's A-D, G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E. Again, that's A-D, G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E. You do not have to have a Rumble account to actually watch the individual videos. However, if you do not want the algorithm to suck you in, you do need to subscribe. And in order to subscribe, you do need a Rumble account. So please subscribe and you'll have all 695 episodes of this lovely show. Yes, this is episode number 695. Like, comment, and share so we can sneak up the algorithm. Speaking of algorithm, you can also follow the show on social media through the Facebook page, The Austin's Audit Podcast, the Instagram hashtag, which is hashtag The Austin's Audit Podcast. You can follow me personally, Austin Gerke, on X. Just search at Austin_Gerke on X for post-episode interaction. Or for giggles and poops, you can either follow my personal Instagram, which is at Austi Spamanti, that's AustiSpamanti on Instagram, or you can follow myself on Snapchat. Granted, I'm not on there much, but hey, if people follow and they want to see some of the show, because I do post the SoundCloud portion of the audio only SoundCloud portion of the show on to Snapchat. So if you want to follow that, follow my Snapchat. Username is AustinGerke14. That is my name, Austin Gerke, and my favorite number, 14, on Snapchat, if you want to go there too. With that, I'm logging off. Thank you for listening and watching. I keep mixing washing and watching together. But thank you for watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke, and I will see you guys on Wednesday.